Ladies and gentlemen, as a relative new entrant in the league of oil-producing countries, we have two options about what to do with the oil. One, to treat it like we have done with gold and allow it to be exported in its raw material form as crude. Or two, to use it as a perfect opportunity to transform the structure of our economy through industrialization and value-added commercial activity. My government is going to use our oil revenues to create assets, not waste it on consumption and accumulate debt, simply because people will lend us money now that we have oil. Our oil fields provide us with a perfect opportunity to create a petrochemical industry in Ghana. We began the processes leading to the setting up of a gas feedstock industrial estate in the western region of the country. We intend to convert our petrochemicals into hundreds of industrial and consumer products produced in Ghana, including plastics, paints, rubber, fertilizers, detergents, dyes, textiles, solvents, and hopefully bitumen for road construction. From the petroleum, we can get the preservatives to canned food produced in Ghana, and we can get biodegradable plastics in which to preserve the processed food. The synthetic byproduct from petroleum can serve as raw material for the manufacturing of different types of garments and footwear. We also have the opportunity to make Ghana a regional center for light manufacturing industry for a market of some 350 million people in the ECOWAS community, projected to reach 500 million by 2030. By weaving together our numerous natural resources like food produce, bauxite, iron, oil, and gas, with our talents and energy to turn our nation into an economic powerhouse in West Africa, generating full employment for our team in Ghana. In focusing on industrialization, we shall not overlook the need to transform agricultural output and productivity so that we can feed ourselves and generate the raw materials for industrial development. This is the reason for our program for planting for food and jobs. Last year, 200,000 farmers signed on to this program, which involves the provision by government of subsidized fertilizer, improved seedlings, and extension officers who will become a virtually extinct species to improve agricultural productivity and output. This year, the program is embracing 500,000 farmers. Our target is to cover 1 million farmers by the end of my 4 years mandate. The transformation in agricultural productivity and output we seek is becoming evident day by day. We cannot undertake this ambitious program of economic development without the supply of affordable and reliable power. The Ghanaian power sector, which was in the doldrums and led to the introduction of a new word in the Ghanaian lexicon, "dumso," signifying erratic supply and constant outages, has now been reinvigorated. The debt overhang over the energy sector of some 10 billion Ghanaian cedis, the equivalent of $2.4 billion United States dollars, is being cleared. We've successfully issued 4.7 billion cedis in 7 and 10 year bonds to settle a portion of the 10 billion debt overhang. We're determined to settle the remainder of this debt very shortly. This step is extremely important, for it will enable more investments to be attracted into the energy sector with the goal of reducing the cost of energy. Indeed, we've begun to take steps to reduce the cost of energy. As from April this year, residential customers are enjoying a 17.5% reduction. Non-residential customers, such as tailors, fitters, barbers, hairdressers, carpenters, mechanics, electricians, plumbers, and chop bar operators, i.e. small businesses, have seen their electricity bills cut by 30%. The mining companies are now benefiting from a 10% reduction, while special low-tariff customers, such as our manufacturing companies and industry, industry are also enjoying a 25% reduction. Long may it continue that our affairs are managed sufficiently to enable relief to be brought to the Ghanaian consumer and industry. This process of structural transformation will be immeasurably aided by the successful implementation of the Continental Free Trade Area Agreement, which an overwhelming majority of African countries, including Ghana, recently signed in Kigali in the Republic of Rwanda on 21st March 2018. 22 countries need to ratify to bring it into effect. I'm happy to inform you that Ghana's Parliament ratified it on 26th April by strong bipartisan support. 2 days ago, Ghana and Kenya were the first African countries to deposit their instruments of ratification at the AU Commission headquarters in Addis Ababa. The success of the free trade area would mean that the era of low volumes of intracontinental trade that have defined the activities of African economies will come to an end. Up till now, trade between African regions has remained low compared to other parts of the world. In 2000, intra-regional trade accounted for 10% of Africa's total trade and increased marginally to 11% in 2015. Trading amongst members of the European Union, for example, amounted to 70% in 2015. An increase in intra-regional trade in Africa is the surest way to develop fruitful relations between our respective countries. It will mean a rapid increase in exchanges of our agricultural, financial, industrial, scientific, and technological products, which will enhance dramatically our attainment of prosperity and the prospects of employment for the broad masses of Africans, particularly our youth. Our economies will then be shaped not by the production and export of raw materials, but by the things we make. Ladies and gentlemen, after 25 years of stable and free democratic society, with a strengthening market economy, resource-rich Ghana today has the best opportunity since independence to undertake a deliberate and meaningful transformation of our economic structure. As the experience of the successful countries in Asia and elsewhere have shown, in addition to creating an atmosphere for the private sector to thrive and create jobs, government has a very important and positive role to play in spurring industrialization and economic transformation. Government's business is to ensure that businesses are up and running and have access to the capital that will keep the wheels of industry moving. These are simple beliefs with profound implications. The challenge in Ghana is that we have not attracted as much foreign investment as we could have. In recent years, our dealings with foreign investors have not been as sure-footed as they could have been. And this has led to the many foreign-led, highly publicized projects that have not seen the light of day. There's a large proliferation of agencies and departments that local industries and would-be foreign investors have to deal with. We are taking steps to cut down on the bureaucracy. We've made a number of deliberate interventions to reduce the cost of doing business, reduce the stress associated with setting up business, and formalize the economy. The e-business registration system, the paperless port clearance system, the digital addressing system, the mobile interoperability system, and the national identification card system will all help quicken the pace of change to bring us into the technology-driven era and make our businesses competitive and thereby attract the requisite investment, foreign and domestic, to spur on our country's economic transformation. There is a palpable can-do spirit now in Ghana. People want to make a success of their lives, and hard work is coming back into fashion. There is a government in place that will provide the leadership needed to inspire. The deep attachment of the Ghanaian people to the principles of democratic accountability, Respect for individual liberties and human rights and the rule of law has ensured political stability. We have in the era of the Fourth Republic witnessed the transfer of power from one party to another on three occasions without shaking the foundations of the state. The separation of powers is now a real phenomenon in Ghanaian life, promoting accountable governance. The fight against corruption has gone beyond propaganda and is demanding of public officials higher levels of acceptable conduct. Official public services are now within reach. There are millions of Ghanaian youth who, given the opportunity, always excel. We intend to create the space for the private sector to grow the jobs that our young people need. I'm working towards building a Ghana that is working together to create jobs for our people and providing decent lives for its population. Ghana is endowed with great potential, where security and the rule of law are upheld, and where investments are secure. We want to participate in the global marketplace at the high end of the value chain for Ghanaian products. We want to bring greater dignity to the lives of millions of people in Ghana. We want to build a Ghana beyond aid. May God bless us all, and thank you for your attention.